in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Bundesliga, Germany's top football league, is hoping to return to competition in less than 2 weeks. But first, it needs a green light from the German government. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will meet with state leaders on Thursday. The Bundesliga, among other issues, will be on the agenda. If the Bundesliga does resume, it will look very different. Under the German Football League's proposal, a maximum of 300 people would be allowed inside a stadium, and players would be tested for coronavirus regularly. Mario Leo is a German football analyst and the CEO of Result Sports. In an interview with Iron Mike Imbonier, Mario said Bundesliga players recently started training again.
The Bundesliga teams have received an exceptional permission to get back into training for their teams. This is in light of, obviously, the declining numbers of infections, the strict lockdown Germany had since the middle of March. The daily measures have been very encouraging and very positive, and obviously the football clubs have strict advice and guidance given by the public health authorities, are working with these authorities to really oblige to the requirements from the authorities. So at the moment, there's no full team training. The training ground is with small groups with the social distance required by the authorities. That has been kept in place, but obviously the goal is for the full fitness of the teams very soon. And resuming match days is anticipated May 9th. I personally think it might be May 16th to May 23rd because of obviously political and society relations.
Organizationally and from a public health and authorities and political setup, the Bundesliga is pretty much ready to resume the season. Although, as explained before, the teams are not in team training yet. They are practicing in individual groups with the social distance required and obligated by the public health authorities. So that is obviously a key item to still be resolved. That's why I heard from all the conversations with the teams that obviously usually 7 to 10 days team training is required to go back into match readiness from a team or club perspective. So if you add this, May 9th might be not perfect, but obviously the week later.
Do you think African players are living up to expectations in the German league?
Looking into the African players, obviously they have had in their respective teams a very positive impact, yeah, whether that is Sané at Schalke, Hakimi at Borussia Dortmund, obviously one of the best right-wing defenders in the league, Gabamon in Mainz, and many others. They have been really adjusting very well into the Bundesliga and are in their respective teams really some inspirational or a central piece in the team lineups and hardly miss any minutes.
The German Bundesliga says it's ready to resume. What's your assessment of African players in the league?
I personally think, yes, the African players always had and still have a very high impact into the respective teams they're playing for. I remember the time when Tony Yeboah played for Hamburg, played for Frankfurt, was really brutal, perfect in his ability, in his stamina, in his ball handling, and obviously in his closing finish. JJ Okocha playing a fantastic role in center midfield for the Bundesliga teams. So African players are very highly regarded, and I personally wish that there would be more African players in the Bundesliga and in Europe. And that's so far for the past, but also for the actual situation. As I mentioned, all the players we have in the Bundesliga, they play a central piece in the planning and obviously in the team performance of each team. That's a great statement, and obviously
the talent of African football, of African talents coming into the Bundesliga is really high. Obviously, we've got Moukoko at Borussia Dortmund with 16 years of age, breaking one record after another record in his youth grades. So that's a prospect I very much look forward to flourishing for the first teams.
That's Mario Leo, the CEO of Result Sports. And Mario spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Germany.
My name is Mario Leo. I'm the founder and chief executive of Result Sports. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you for having me on the show.
Make a difference by honoring ordinary people doing extraordinary things to help one another. VOA encourages you to tell us about everyday people who have shown leadership in your communities during the coronavirus crisis. Submit your nominations to VOA Leaders at voanews.com. Send us your name, phone number, and email, and a VOA reporter will contact you. We're all in this together.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mićo-Sredović, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24-7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Lori. That's my VOA colleague, Lori London. In African boxing, a top Ghanaian prize fighter is hoping to get a world title rematch. Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori reports from Accra, Ghana.
Ghana's professional boxer Richard Comey, who lost his IBF lightweight title to Teofimo Lopez 4 months ago at Madison Square in New York, is calling for a rematch. Comey, who suffered a second-round technical knockout, says he is ready to recapture his lost IBF title if Lopez will accept a rematch.
Why not? You know, because this fight ended up unexpectedly. So, I mean, we all be mistaken. Accident will happen in boxing. So, but I don't think he's going to, he'll be willing to give me a rematch. But if he does, oh, man, I'll be very, very grateful because I'll be calling out if he can get me to feel. You can hear me out. If you're willing to give me, let's do it again, please. But first off, I need to come back first, and then we'll see if he didn't have anyone to fight here, then definitely I'll be willing to put my request across and see if he can give it to me.
Comey, who is currently in Ghana doing his normal workouts in the Accra Bukom Boxing Arena, says he is complying with the directives of the COVID-19 and is waiting to hear from his management to confirm his next opponent before traveling to the United States to commence intensive training when the international travel ban is lifted. The former champion is now dropped to number 10 on the rankings after his loss to Lopez. The 33-year-old Ghanaian held the IBF lightweight title for 10 months, from February to December 2019. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Ofori in Accra.
Hello, listeners. This is Masembe Isaac, silver medalist from All Africa Games 2019. Listen to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever. for your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. And here's a fun fact about Heather Maxwell, our Music Time in Africa host. Heather was a Peace Corps volunteer in Mali from 1989 to 1991. Another former Peace Corps volunteer is Jim Malone, who retired last month after 37 years of dedicated service to the Voice of America. And here's a fun fact about my longtime VOA colleague, Jim Malone. Jim says he was serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in Swaziland in 1980 when he heard a Voice of America broadcast and it caught his attention. In Jim's words, "It's still hard for me to believe that 40 years later, I'm wrapping up a VOA career that provided a wealth of great memories." And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to longtime VOA reporter and correspondent Jim Malone, who retired last month.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Hi everyone, it's Taco Fall. I just wanted to say that now's the time to practice kindness and empathy towards everyone around you. We're all doing our best to get through this together, so make sure you do your part. Grab a book, read it to your nieces and nephews and video chat, make a donation of canned goods to your local food bank, or even add some items to your shopping cart for your elderly neighbors. But most importantly, don't forget to just pick up the phone and call somebody and check in. That may mean a lot. You never know. We all can be next to each other right now, but we still can show how much we care about one another. So visit NBATogether.com and join us in inspiring acts of caring. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco. That Senegalese center, Taco Fall of the Boston Celtics. And here are some fun facts about Taco. At 7 feet 5 inches, or 2 meters 26, Taco is the tallest current player in the National Basketball Association. At last year's NBA Draft Combine, Taco Fall set several records, including wingspan and standing reach. His standing reach was measured at 10 feet 2.5 inches. With a reach that high, VOA sports fans, Taco can easily reach the 10-feet-high basketball rim while standing flat-footed. Taco Fall was born in Dakar, Senegal, on December 10, 1995. Taco was not introduced to the sport of basketball until he was 16 and arrived here in the United States. Shortly after getting to the USA, Taco met NBA Hall of Famer Akeem the Dream Olajuwon, who taught him various basketball footwork techniques. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, Bob Rivers, Spike O'Neill, Joe Bryant, and friends did a parody of a Beatles song to remind us that washing your hands is good and fun. Let's give it a listen.
Don't wanna shake your hand.
Just go and wash your hands. Just go and wash your hands. And no high fives. No high fives. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Tokyo Olympics have been postponed 1 year, with the opening ceremony now scheduled for July 23rd, 2021 in the Japanese capital. Questions remain, however, if the games will be delayed further because of the coronavirus pandemic. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten tells us how two athletes are preparing for the games amid the COVID-19 crisis. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In a Tuesday interview, Tokyo 2020 president Yoshiro Mori said, if the Olympics are unable to open on the rescheduled date, the games will be completely scrapped. However, Mori expressed confidence that the one-year delay ensures the games will go on as planned. But this week, Olympian and British sprinter Desiree Henry told Reuters News that she plans to prioritize her health over competing next year if the coronavirus pandemic has not been contained.
Throughout all of this, it's just made me realize that we are more than just athletes and performers that want to entertain people in a crowd. We're humans that have families and lives to think of. And so from the health aspect, you have to put your health first. I want to live. I want all the other athletes to live and be healthy. And so if the pandemic hasn't been, you know, sorted by 2021, I would have to put my health first. Honestly, I have a family to come back to. So I think I would personally take a step back because I'm not trying to say I'm going to die for the sport, because I'm not going to do that. I really do care about my own health and my family, and I would honestly encourage others to think outside of being an athlete and just remember that you're an individual where people and family love you.
In 2016, Desiree won bronze for Great Britain in the 4x100-meter relay at the Rio Games. But she says her goal to medal again has been made tougher with the uncertainty that surrounds the upcoming games in Tokyo.
I think that's the hardest thing, not knowing how things are going to go towards the future. So for someone like me, it just means that I have to continue training as if there is going to be a competition later on this year. Yes, it's very, very hard to mentally kind of train towards a goal that obviously has been taken away, such as the Olympics, but there are meant to be smaller competitions throughout the year, so I just have to really stay focused and keep training towards those.
Training centers are closed due to an enforced lockdown in the UK, so Desiree is making use of local parks and fields for running sessions. And the 24-year-old says with youth on her side, she's not concerned the postponement will prevent her from reaching her full potential. But her heart goes out to the athletes who now have to delay their own retirement.
I think during this time, it's probably the hardest for athletes that are either looking to retire, looking to start a family, and their sights were set on making the Olympics one more time as the largest pinnacle of our sport. That must be kind of a hard moment where you have to really change everything in your life. But I guess for somebody like me, I just think that I am young. I kind of do have age on my side. So I'm not thinking of anything too far ahead in terms of, oh, I can never reach my potential. I'm just like, this has just been delayed more than anything, and there's still an opportunity, there's still a chance, but mentally, I just feel like you have to stay strong more than ever during this time.
Across the pond, Australian javelin thrower Kelsey Lee Barber is also coming to terms with how to prepare for the upcoming games. The South African-born world champion told Reuters that under normal circumstances, she and her husband would be headed to her training base in Italy. But flight restrictions have made that impossible.
We'd normally be planning to head overseas very shortly and base ourselves normally at the European Training Center in Italy for three and a half months while we travel and compete, and then would have gone into our major championship. So in terms of the year, things look very different, and even day to day we are now sort of kind of going with the flow, I guess, trying to manage what we can.
In the era of social distancing, it helps that her husband is also her coach. But Mike Barber admits training in isolation has made it harder to keep home life separate from work.
Look, I think from the start, we've been pretty clear on trying not to bring work home. And obviously, at the moment, we're kind of forced to. And so I think, again, we're just trying to stick to what we've always done in terms of when it's training time, we're all in and we're professional about what we do, and when it's time to switch off.
But when that switch turns on, Kelsey trains hard in her garage-turned-personal gym and at a nearby park. And she says strict preventative guidelines have not deterred her quest to win Olympic gold.
We're taking very good care of how we're operating in our day-to-day life. So I'm feeling very confident that, no, I'm not too afraid of actually getting the virus. And secondly, no, I don't think it's changed my desire for Olympic gold at all. I know it's changed the timeline and the date for that.
Next year's Tokyo Games are set for July 23rd through August 8th. And Tokyo 2020 President Yoshiro Mori has suggested the Olympics and Paralympics might share opening and closing ceremonies instead of holding them separately as traditionally done in the past. And that is all from me, Sunny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to the now-retired American tennis star, Andre Agassi, who's celebrating his 50th birthday on this Wednesday. Andre was born April 29th, 1970, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Andre turned professional in 1986 and retired in 2006. The Las Vegas showman won 8 major singles titles, as well as a gold medal for the USA during the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Now, Andre began his professional tennis career with long hair that came down to his shoulders, but with a rapidly receding hairline, much like yours truly, Andre took the advice of his then-wife, actress Brooke Shields, and started shaving his head in the mid-1990s. Andre is credited with attracting a new generation of fans to tennis with his flashy style and rebellious nature. After a divorce from Brooke Shields, Andre has been married to another tennis star, Steffi Graf, since 2001. He is the founder of the Andre Agassi Foundation for Education, which has raised more than $60 million for children in Southern Nevada. Happy 50th birthday, Andre Agassi. And that wraps up the April 29th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.